You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, we're just getting into this series on biblical health laws, something that a lot of people don't have a big interest in. All of a sudden, when they end up in the hospital dying because they have violated them, they cry out to God and ask why, and the preachers don't tell them the truth and say you've been thumbing your nose at God and rejecting his laws. But I talked about yesterday how we believe in society that disease is a result of bad luck. If you get it, you have bad luck. If you don't get it, you've got good luck. Back over 100 years ago, disease and health care, it was divided into two camps, allopathic and holistic. The allopathic camp won the struggle, and so we have sick care today, not health care, and they have all of these big hospitals and clinics everywhere all throughout the country that suck the life out of all of us and cause bankruptcy, poverty, and struggle. Disease, sickness, they don't cure anything, they just treat symptoms. Allopathic medicine controls the licensing boards and all of the doctors that are out there have their licenses to practice, and they practice because they're practicing on you. The only problem with allopathic medicine, or the main problem, is it's reactive, not proactive. They treat symptoms, not cure disease, and don't even talk about the reason for the symptom so that it could be cured. So to get into this study, and I called it biblical health laws, you need to know what causes it. At the risk of sounding too simplistic, the primary cause of disease is sin. Think about it for a minute. If Adam and Eve would not have sinned, there'd be no death, disease, and dying today. So you can dispute this all you want. Sin is the cause of disease, suffering, and death. We all suffer from a terminal disease. We're all dying. And the cause from that disease is sin. That's the whole purpose of Jesus coming and dying for our sins. But let's get back to this. What is sin? See, people can't tell you. If I were to ask 99 out of 100 people what is sin, the biblical definition of sin, at least 99 couldn't tell me. Let me read it to you. 1 John 3:4. From the Bible, whoever commits sin transgresses also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. That is the Bible's definition of sin. You break God's laws, you're sinning. People say, well, which ones? Any of them. Doesn't matter which one. Pick one. Doesn't matter. Violate it, you have sinned. I don't care what the preacher tells you. God's laws are binding. They're there for a reason. He did not make a mistake. And if we choose to violate them, if we choose to ignore them, there are automatic penalties for those choices. It's suicide to choose sin. And because we have chosen to sin and ignore and violate a lot of God's laws, a whole category of laws on biblical health, this is the result. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.